Kamaishi in Japan's northeast was once famous for its local rugby team, which attracted players from Australia, New Zealand and France. In March 2011, though, it made international headlines for another reason. A tsunami killed 1,200 residents and destroyed large parts of the city. But the community is recovering and is now set to be one of the 12 venues hosting the 2019 Rugby World Cup, as Eleni Soltis reports.
There's about 36,000 people in Kamaishi, and almost everyone knew someone who was swept away by the monstrous waves in 2011. And the city still bears the scars of that tsunami. Red paint can be seen across buildings to mark where officials searched for bodies. And new roads weave across bare land where schools, businesses and homes once stood. Now the city plans to build a stadium, which will cost about 3 billion yen or $24 million, with 16,000 seats for the Rugby World Cup. Up to 6,000 of those will be permanent. 82-year-old Kamaishi resident and retired teacher Atsushi Nakagawa wants to know why the city is hosting such an event when thousands of people are still in temporary compounds in the region.
I expressed my doubt about our city bidding for the Rugby World Cup and proposed public discussions in a newspaper. Then government officials came to visit me on behalf of our mayor. They admitted that the government should have had public consultations, as I pointed out, and said they hadn't expected such an enormous financial commitment to build and maintain a new rugby stadium.
The Kamaishi Municipal Office says it doesn't have a budget breakdown for the stadium, nor does it know how much the prefecture and national governments are willing to cover. But the city's Rugby World Cup promotion officer, Hisashi Masuda, says he will do all he can to keep the cost down for local residents. And while there's no public transport or infrastructure plan to facilitate the event, he doesn't think it's a problem accommodating visitors.
We only need to accommodate 15,000 people once, twice or three times. There is nothing to make a fuss about. After the RWC, people will go back to their normal lives, but with a new sense of pride about living in this region. That's the most important thing.
Yuri Endo established a not-for-profit group which aims to help the local community recover from the tsunami. She also supports hosting the World Cup and says there are a few ideas on how the stadium might be used in the future.
Multi sports facilities, an amusement park or leisure facilities. So many proposals. Probably more than 100 have been submitted, including building a solar panel-based power plant or a wave power plant using tidal waves, laboratories and nursing homes.
But as Yuri Endo acknowledges, nowadays few young people associate Kamaishi with rugby. She herself was born in 1984, the last year Kamaishi won the Japan Cup. That's when the team was owned by Nippon Steel and the city had a thriving mining sector. But then the mining stopped and the team was released and the new club, the Kamaishi Sea Waves, is yet to join the country's top league.
To tell you the truth, my generation has no memory of our team winning 7 times in a row. And we didn't grow up with any particular enthusiasm for rugby. So to my generation, rugby isn't a big part of our lives.
Kamaishi's glory days in the sport might be long gone, but many locals still believe the Rugby World Cup can still help turn around its fortunes. 4 years ago, Akiko Iwasaki survived the tsunami, but her hotel was completely destroyed. She has since opened a new one with a national subsidy which covered 75% of the cost of rebuilding.
Question of why we build a stadium for the Rugby World Cup while schools have yet to be built is not important. What is important is that our children see this process while growing up. It is the time we spend to try our best that we need to show to our children.
But others believe the project reflects a culture of wasteful spending to boost Japan's construction industry. Daniel Aldrich is an associate professor and director of Asian Studies at Purdue University in the United States. He's currently in Japan to watch the redevelopment phase of the Tohoku region, including Kamaishi.
I think it's all too common in Japan that we see projects being embraced that have no long-term plans. So we see World Club soccer stadiums being built when there's no team to play there. We see all kinds of roads or bridges being built when there's no cars or trucks to go someplace. And we see also dams and ports being built with no real water to hold back or no ships to come in. So unfortunately, the earthquake, the tsunami, and the nuclear disaster have given a lot of cities a belief that they have to find something to do. Those are projects that really have either negative or no long-term positive impacts on the community.
But one project that has been given the axe is the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Stadium. The Japanese government is going back to the drawing board after the cost blew over $2 billion, which means Tokyo won't be able to build a stadium in time for the 2019 World Cup. Kamayashi might be watching these developments closely.
That's Eleni Soltis reporting.